KOJB 90.1, The Eagle, good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Joining me in the studio today is Matt Rogonski from the DRM. And he's going to talk to me about
the Apple Orchard Project in Prescott.
Excellent. All right. What is the deal with this project?
So it's we're planting 300 apple trees there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And it's a really big project we're excited about. It's giving the people of Prescott and the whole reservation local sustainable access to healthy foods. And something that we haven't really seen here much because there's not a lot of local foods we get. So that was kind of the idea behind the project. And so we're planting 300 of them again. A lot of different varieties. Red Duchess apples, Honeycrisp apples, Harrelson. So you name it, there's a lot of them on there. And then some crab apple trees for pollination purposes. So it's going to sustain for a long time. So we're really excited about this project and hopeful to see some community members there next week. And there's also, I could put in a pitch that there's a 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, a potluck. So okay. Everyone can show up.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on a farm and we had 9 apple trees on the farm. One of those apple trees produced a pink flesh, and I haven't been able to find that taste since I was a kid. Do you have any idea what kind of apple that was?
No, I don't know. I'm not an expert apple person, but we do have some master gardeners who are part of this project through University of Minnesota Extension, and so we're hopeful maybe one of them could answer a question at some point, too.
Excellent. So if anybody has questions, they can just go out there and ask. I should just come out there and ask.
Exactly. Tribal College is pretty close.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah, they're right across the street. Mm-hmm. How are you getting the trees?
So they're from Hills Greenhouse. They're over on 71, just a few miles away. So they have 300 apple trees or they're 5 to 6 years old. They're 10 feet 10 feet tall already. So I haven't seen them yet, but I'm a little curious to see these massive trees that they're going to be planting in. And so the age of them means they, given to how they take in the soil, they could plant or they could produce apples right away, or they could, the second year, we could have a pretty abundant crop of apples. So at some point, if they produce well this year, we're going to have an apple festival. But if not, next year, we're hoping to have a big apple festival where you just bring any kind of recipe you have for apples and just basically have a nice little party there.
Other than apple pie and apple crisp, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe some ciders or juices, too.
Wine? No, I'm kidding.
Anyway. It could happen.
Hey, 300 trees is a lot of trees. How do you keep those irrigated?
Oh, good question. We are planning on bringing an irrigator from Cross Lake, Minnesota, and Nelson's Irrigation, and they are going to be coming on Tuesday, so right along they're going to be planting it or putting in their irrigation system as well. And so each tree gets their own water supply. It's an automatic irrigation system, and so we'll make sure any dry months that might be coming up here, they'll stay irrigated, and we'll have some people on the job. We've scoped this out with Prescott Community Center to make sure they can handle this load, and so it's all been vetted and we're ready to go on it.
What's the inspiration behind this?
Yeah, so we originally, a few months ago, we're applying for a grant with the DNR to do urban community improvements in forestry. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to think about what should we do for making an urban forest in a reservation that is just about entirely in a national forest. Or part of a national forest. And they were trying to figure out, like, how do we get community members excited about trees when everyone just looks outside and, oh, there's a bunch of trees. Do we need more? One of my coworkers, Ben Benoit, he thought of the idea, why not have an apple orchard? And that sounds, it was kind of out of the blue and didn't really fit the grant description, but we're like, yeah, let's just go with it. And so we fleshed out the ideas for it and talked to different apple people, irrigators, and they're like, yeah, this sounds great. This could benefit community members because we need the local foods and some everyone likes apples, so why not? And so we just went through the project. We ultimately didn't get that grant, but we had worked out the idea well enough so that we could still move forward with it, and people were excited about it, and so they're like, yeah, we'll help you get this through. And so 4 months in the making, I think, and it's here to come next week, so... Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I got a question. 300 apple trees. That's a lot of bees to pollinate that. Are you guys bringing in bees too?
No, we're not bringing in bees, but we're hoping a few make their way over to the trees, I guess.
Okay. It was just a thought. You know, I'm terrified of bees myself. Right. Anyway, Prescott, where is that at?
Prescott. It's just south of Cass Lake, maybe 5-minute drive down there. It's located right next to the orchard will be right next to the next to the community center. Mm-hmm. And we have noticed there's a whole lot of dogs in the community, and the dogs are, we're not fencing this apple orchard. So the idea there is that the dogs prevent deer from coming into the...
Okay, that you read my mind. That was my next question.
Yeah, exactly. So and if any community members down there see any deer, please, you're welcome to scare them away. And okay. We welcomely invite that activity.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if this is a big success, y'all planning on putting orchards everywhere else?
We intend this as a pilot project, and we've heard definitely some people excited about it, but obviously the reservation's a big place, so it's not always accessible to just put it in one corner. So if this works out, we hope to expand it to other locations too around the reservation.
Okay. You said you're having a celebration meal on Wednesday the 15th. Do you have to sign up for that? You know, what you're going to bring so you don't have, like, all certain foods coming? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Is
there
a contact person for that?
It's already set up, actually. I'm basically the contact person for that. And
okay.
So no worries there. You can get a hold of me, 218-335-7411. Otherwise, I've been putting up a few flyers around the place, and... But yeah, there's going to be some hot dogs, chips, and just kind of a regular meal there, and mm-hmm. people can check out what the orchard's about and maybe learn a little bit more about it too, because I think we're going to have some pruning days, so if people are interested in learning more about pruning apple trees or just different forestry practices like that, and yeah, learn about different events that are going on in DRM and stuff like that.
Is an orchard kind of like a high maintenance thing like a garden is, or no?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's really important to have the irrigation part of it, because we had to first figure out a good place with good soil type, one that could, and that was big with the irrigation, because if we put it in clay or sand, it really depends on like the permeability of the soil, and that kind of gets into scientific bits, but you just have to make sure the water gets deep down and it hits the roots, and so that the trees don't die. And so we're kind of expecting a few of them might die, but we're hoping the majority of them are very successful, and we've got a guarantee on the trees that do die right away, so we'll make sure they keep going.
Awesome. Sounds really cool.
Yeah.
An apple orchard here. Would that be open to everybody?
Yes. The idea is we're not fencing it, so everyone can go and pick an apple, and they're welcome to it. We just encourage no one does any vandalization or chop down trees. That's our biggest concern. So
So
just anyone who's looking out there, we hope that you're being responsible about it. Don't take too many apples, or don't do anything bad to the trees. So yeah.
Right. Apple orchard on the res. That's mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about it.
All right, Matt, if we have any questions about this, how do we get a hold of you?
I work at the DRM, so their office number is 7400, and my number is 7411 with 218-335-7411.
All right, are you just south of Cass Lake there in that big building?
Yep, yeah, we're in that big complex just south of the railroad tracks and across from fleet management as well, if people know where that is. And yeah, so I'm in the nice office there.
All right. Sounds great. Matt, thanks a lot for coming on in and talking to us about the Apple Tree Project. That sounds really cool. So you guys make sure you check that out. Hey, that's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.